Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Dhammayanti means deep peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. And today I'm going to be talking about, is the present moment just for the privileged few, you know, those special people? Is the present moment, living in the present, just for the special few? Because, look, I mean, let's face it, everybody's talking about it. They have been for a long time now, and, you know, running seminars and talks, and there's tons and tons of material on it. But in the end, do you feel that it's really just for special people, for those people that can learn about it, and it's not for you? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to explore that whole concept, hopefully clear out any excuses or ideas you might have. And I'm also going to guide you through a beautiful, relaxing awareness exercise in the second half of the show. And that's really lovely. Give yourself a little break and join me in that. So let's get into it. Let's explore mindfulness and living in the present. So just consider this. Let's just open our minds to, is mindfulness, is presence, awareness, higher awareness, self-awareness, present moment awareness, being in the present moment, being in the present, being here, being in the now, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tons and tons of other ways of describing it. However you name it, is all of that, is any or all of that just for the privileged? Do you have a feeling that that's just for the privileged? In other words, not you, only for the well-off, maybe exclusive to the successful people, possibly restricted to those with higher education, you know, someone with a college degree or more, limited to those that have attended retreats and seminars and been to one of the big speakers, you know, that they can have mindfulness and not me. In other words, do you feel that living in the present, living in the here and now, is for people with spare time and spare money? Now, just think about that for a sec. Just reflect on where you feel you sit with all of that, where you land. And now, if it's for everyone and not just an elite, let's go further. Is it only for special occasions? To be pulled out of your bag of tricks, your personal kit bag of inner resources, maybe in times of dire need, of emergency, life and death, that's when you've got to be in the present. Or on the other hand, that you only resort to this when the situation's easy, you know, perfect conditions, optimum conditions, when the kids are asleep, the dishes are done, the laundry's folded and away. Maybe you're sitting on a beach watching a perfect sunset on a summer vacation. You're feeling more relaxed and in the present moment then. Is that when presence is relevant? I mean, is it relevant to everyday life? Being in the present, living in the present, is that relevant to everyday life? You know, regular, ordinary, normal life. Doing the laundry, cooking dinner, feeding the kids, taking the dog for a walk, cleaning the bathroom, when you're at work. Okay, is presence relevant then? And what about situations of conflict? You're in a situation in this conflict or this difficulty, it's just not working. It may not even be conflict, it's just not working, it's hard. This thing's pulling in other directions. Is presence relevant then? What about when there's challenges in a relationship? Is presence relevant then? When there's the emotions are strong and pulling in different ways and it's torrid. Is presence relevant then? What about when you feel wronged, possibly a victim? Is presence relevant then? Is being in the present moment, being awake and aware, being mindful, is that relevant then? So what about different times of the year? You know, is a beautiful summer's day better for being present? And a cold winter's day, you know, where you want to put on your thick socks and get a blanket wrapped around you and a hot mug of something and sit on the couch with the heater going. Is presence relevant then, you know, where mindfulness and being awake is just not on the agenda? Think about it. How about different events in your life? Is presence relevant then? When I was teaching, I remember a parent told me she'd learnt about presence and being present. This was some time ago, and she'd learnt about it. She was a psychologist, had her own psychology practice, and she started learning about this. And she said it transformed her whole approach. and she had a situation, she had three kids, and she had a situation where one of the kids or the kids were mucking up or something. And there was an issue, and she had to address it and discipline one of her kids. And rather than just go out and react and get involved with the confrontation, she stopped and came back within herself and became present. So she wasn't reactive, and then she was able to respond, speak to the child in a completely different tone of voice, but directly. She didn't mince her words, she didn't couch it. She came direct, but it wasn't coming from anything other than presence. And of course, in that presence was love. But it was the love to do what an adult, what a parent should be doing in times where there's a need for that, right? And the whole situation was resolved harmoniously and with unity, with respect for the child, respect for herself. And she had this completely different perspective on the situation, and she didn't feel exhausted afterwards and wound up with a sort of heat of turmoil and turning emotions. And that just changed her whole perspective, and she actually pivoted her psychology practice into family relationship psychology, and the basis of it was bringing mindfulness practically into situations. Really interesting. So what about different ages in life? Since we're talking about families and kids, is age a factor in being present? Okay, do you wait until you've retired from work when the business, the sort of busyness and responsibilities of life have reduced or stopped largely off your shoulders? Is that when you sort of get into mindfulness and being present? I mean, I was teaching mindfulness to kids from when I started teaching. That was some decades ago. And the school I taught at, fortunately, had a basis of mindfulness. It started on that basis. So it was a proper school, but we also taught children to be in the present moment, the beginning and end of each lesson, beginning and end of each day, beginning and end of lunch, you know, just top and tail everything, just give them that moment of quiet, of stillness, of presence. And it's not extended for kids, you know, it's a moment you drop in and then they go off and, you know, play soccer or whatever they're going to do, or you have a maths lesson or whatever. But it was very simple stillness, immediate stillness. And then when they were doing their work, just giving full attention to what they were doing from a place of inner steadiness. and it showed them how to be centered when they really needed it. And kids actually, when they were older, came back and said that they used it, particularly at times of stress. They had this unique gift, and they realized it was from these simple moments of stillness, this access to inner stillness, steadiness, this inner still point, and then this presence to give full attention. They utilized it a lot in their life, and they were incredibly grateful. And they realized their friends that they met in high school and at uni, at university and college, didn't have that, and they could see the difference, and they were very, very grateful. So, you know, is age a factor in mindfulness? Well, I would say no. It's for all ages. So, you know, mindfulness, presence, being awake, aware, being here and now, all of you being here and not just your body, while, you know, your mind flits from past to future, weaving this endless web of loosely associated things, trapped in this dream world, a strange repose to be asleep with eyes wide open, standing, speaking, moving, and yet so fast asleep. That's Shakespeare. He knew even then. Okay. So is it important to you to be present? Is it a priority for you to be awake and aware? Is it vital to you to be here and now, no matter what's happening? Okay. This is a really important thing. If you've answered yes to this, then why? What's the advantage of staying present here and now? What's the payoff? Because human beings, we basically only do things if there is a benefit, an advantage. So mindfulness and presence is always and everywhere relevant and needed. It's an ever-present help. It's an ever-present help. It's never a bad idea. So the advantage, the benefits of staying present are: the present moment is where reality, where control, knowledge, and freedom live. We can't say the right thing yesterday, and we can't make effective decisions tomorrow when the need is now. So why shouldn't we be in the past or the future? Well, the past is where shame, regret, guilt, nostalgia live. And the future is where fear, anxiety, hope, and unrealistic dreams live. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, take a moment to consider this. How do we do this? How do we strengthen our memory? How do we keep our energy up so we can attend? If our energy is low, it's much harder to stay present. We can't be bothered. We don't want to. Habits just easily take over. Old narratives and stories abound. We make bad choices, and negative self-talk is dominant and it's loud. So again, what do we do? How do we do this? How can we strengthen our memory? And how do we keep our energy up so we can attend? So I'm going to take a break now. I want you to consider this. Take stock of the importance you place on being present. This is vital, so vital. And after the break, let's look at this practically with an easy and enjoyable exercise, and I'll guide you through it. It's beautiful and easy. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back to pick up on this. Welcome back, everyone. And we've been talking about and questioning and exploring this whole area of being present, being mindful. Is it relevant? Is it important to you? Is age a factor? Are situations, easy situations, hard situations? Where does mindfulness, presence fit in? Is it something separate that you bring in? These are all the things we were exploring in the first half. And now I want to sort of really zero in on this, and particularly this area of importance. There's a very traditional story or an example that's used about a student that goes to a spiritual teacher and says, "Teach me higher wisdom, higher knowledge, higher awareness, self-realization." And the teacher doesn't say anything. He just guides the student out to the river, and they walk into the water, and then the teacher gets the student and gets his head and puts it under the water and holds it there. And the student starts struggling and, you know, thrashing around in the water. And then after a moment or two, the teacher pulls his head up and the student says, "What are you doing? You know, I was gasping for a breath. You know, I thought I was going to die." And the teacher says, "Until you want higher knowledge as much as you wanted that next breath, then I'll teach you." So that's the level really where you've got to see it as absolutely vital. It doesn't matter whether you're cleaning the bathroom, doing the dishes, speaking at some amazing event, at some incredible, you know, wonderful situation, or dealing with conflict. It's a 24/7 universal, always relevant thing, being present, obviously. But it gets sort of wrapped up in this specialized situation, only for special occasions, only if I can get to a speaker, one of the sort of big famous speakers, only if I can do this, all these sort of excuses. Whereas being present here and now is being present here and now, right? And there are lots of, the suppressed material and stuff that rises within us. As soon as we get in the present, there'll be something to knock us off. And that's just bad habit. So we need to actually strengthen our memory and cultivate good habits and cultivate the strength now, so that when the challenges arise, we have that strength and ability gathered within us, right? And that harvest we can utilize when we really need it the most. But the practice needs to start when we're not in those challenges. It really does. We need to cultivate awareness now so that it is the way you live, being in the present and not trapped in some dream world in the past or the future. So I want to guide you now, if you'd like to join me, through what I call the anchor exercise, the anchor exercise. It's actually from my book, Conscious Confidence. I'll show you. That's the title. There's the front cover. But I put all these exercises in there, and I thought I may as well guide you through one now, because it is easier if someone's guiding. So the anchor exercise or practice helps establish a strong and steady inner still point. Right, that's attractive. Strong and steady inner still point, a place within yourself beyond the chatter and unsteadiness of the mind and the constantly changing feelings. Doesn't mean the thoughts and the feelings aren't there. It's just you're beyond that. You're watching them. You're aware of them. You're steady in a still place that is beyond that. It's a point where you can observe the world accurately, a point from which you can readily respond and take effective action. You can discern what needs to be done and respond. So let's practice together now. So you can sit comfortably. You can practice this standing up. You can have your eyes closed, eyes open, doesn't matter. It's very simple. You don't need any special equipment. So this just gets rid of any excuse that it costs money to be present. It's right here now within you. You can do it standing. I wouldn't advise necessarily whilst you're driving or operating heavy machinery, just a little safety warning there. Just for the purposes of this, take a moment. It only takes a few minutes. Sitting ideally, standing certainly. I wouldn't advise lying down. You certainly can, but you'd be inclined to fall asleep. And for the purposes of the anchor to cultivate presence, you don't want to be falling asleep, all right? So better to stay awake in this instance. Okay, so that's all my sort of introductory comments. So sit comfortably and relaxed in a chair, or stand easily. And now slowly take a deep breath in. And exhale. No force or tension, just easy and natural. Repeat that, another breath in. And breathe out. Once more, breathing in. Pause for a moment and breathe out, letting go of all tension. Just be calm and relaxed. Now become aware of your body sitting in the chair or standing on the ground if you're standing. Become aware of your body, your whole body. Feel your feet touching the floor. And feel your clothes touching your skin. And feel the air touching your face and hands. Now let the listening open wide and free. Let the listening expand. Listen past any thoughts in the mind. Listen without naming sounds. Just listen. And if thoughts and names and chatter enter the mind and comments, just let them easily come and go. Like clouds passing across the sky, and gently come back to listening. Come back to awareness here and now. And gently and naturally allow your awareness to expand. Include all sounds, all people, all objects, the entire environment, and beyond. Just let the awareness expand. So there we are, a simple awareness exercise. Just a few minutes of being present, cultivating presence. I was introduced to this simple exercise of present moment awareness of the senses when I was 10 years old. This was a long, long time ago, before the term mindfulness came on the scene. And there's much around about this now, but I learned this at a young age, before all of that that's around now existed. No one talked about it, wasn't in the mind at all. But I was taught that exercise when I was 10 years old. So this is not new. And from my own experience, there is no age barrier. There is no situation where this isn't relevant. You just need to know about it and practice it. And cultivate it. Being present and awake and aware is timeless. The present moment is timeless, ever present, always available, no matter what's happening, no matter where you are, no matter how you're feeling, ever fresh, full of beautiful energy, enlivening energy, full of knowledge and full of pure being. So I would say to you, practice once or twice a day, just for 2 minutes. Coming into the present moment, try making this a regular part of your day. Start by setting an intention that you'll practice, a goal. Practice daily for 2 weeks, twice a day, morning and evening. They're good times. So that's only 14 times, twice a day, 28 times, not long. And morning and evening are good times to establish a new and good habit. So give it a try and see what happens. How do you feel after 2 weeks? even after 1 week. Practice and good luck. Okay, so if you want to know more about Dhammayanti, why Dhammayanti, what's Dhammayanti, I'm often asked that. Go to my website, dhammayanti.store, dhammayanti.store, and you can check out the beautiful spiritual jewelry. I've got a piece on today. It says Balam, True Strength, and it's engraved in Sanskrit, beautiful, magical, mystical, powerful Sanskrit. And you can also be inspired. There's the podcast archive, my book. You can purchase my book. And also there's a blog with tons of articles on all sorts of topics to inspire and enrich your soul and keep your energy up and your memory strong. So go to my website, dhammayanti.store. And as always, I like to finish with some beautiful Sanskrit, some fine, beautiful sounds and pure ideas and intentions. So this is the prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good, auspicious things and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. And now the Sanskrit. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrarni Pashantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. See you next time.